Welcome back to the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. Of course, I'm Joe, and we're going to do something a little different today. We are not going to talk about nice guys. We're going to talk about me. I have to get a lot of stuff off my chest, and this is the way to do it. You remember me talking about my disdain for therapy, and I will probably never, okay, never say never, but I will probably not go to a therapist ever again. But that's beside the point. Let me preface this by, yes, there will be strong sexual content, there will be adult situation, and yes, you best believe I will be cussing up a storm. With that being said, if you know me in my real life, in my personal life, this is basically for you. Last week, a couple weeks ago, I did a episode of Where Is the Love? And the reason I did that was because in my entire world now, I keep getting told you have to love yourself before anybody else will love you. And I'm like, okay, but if you don't love me now, what's the point? And I mean this like this. If no one gives two fucks about me, why the fuck should I care about my own self? And I want you all to think about that. I want you to really, really think about that. I want you to go and say, okay, well, that is a valid point. I'm gonna take a step back and realize this. And I mean this in the most sincere way possible. I do not have many friends. They will claim to be my friends. They will claim that, hey, yeah, you know, come talk to me whenever you want. I have a list on Facebook, and 90% of that list, I am not even read. I am an afterthought. I am a joke. In my mind, I am a joke. To make this statement more clear, I get talked to more from bots and scammers. You know, the ones that try to take my money because they act like a woman, because, you know, I'm single. We'll get to that in a minute. I get talked to more from them than I do of anybody that knows me in my personal life on Facebook. It's like, oh, okay, well, I've just now had a few minute conversation with a person trying to take $5,000 that I don't have. And this person that, you know, I've known for 2-3 years, I say, hey, how are you doing? And it's been a week and I still haven't gotten a reply. Yeah. And you want me to love myself and no one, again, could give two fucks. I said this before and I'll say it again. I always use the realization of things of how many people are going to be at my funeral. Well, if I had to take a wild guess, I would probably say maybe 20, pushing more like 10. But let's go high end and say 20. So, and by the way, I would say probably maybe 10 of those were forced. So, you know, I was right, 10. Now, this is going to be rather long. And the reason I'm saying that is because the fact is that we're going to go 46 years of my life. I'm sorry. But if you want to get to know me, if you want to get to understand where I'm feeling and how I've been feeling for the last 3 to 4 months, I want you to listen completely, 100%, from beginning to end. Whether it pisses you off, whether it makes you realize, holy fuck, I realized I screwed up, or whether you feel indifferent, I want you to listen. Because then you will see where I'm at. You will see where I'm coming from. You will understand how I have been feeling for the last few months. And to get and to realize where I've been, we have to start at the beginning. Now, I have never been a skinny child. I will be the first to tell you, I have never been skinny. I remember vividly being always chunky, so much so that in, you know, middle school or elementary, middle, hell, even high school, I was made fun of, and that's the start of it. Because you guys want to understand, you guys want to know why I'm always down on myself. It's because it's the normal. It is what is normal to me. Let's go with my last name. My last name's Shoemaker. So, yeah, you know it. I'm pretty sure one or two of you have probably went and said, oh, I wonder if he makes shoes. Now, add to the fact is that in middle school, I weighed over 400 pounds. I had rolls. So the conversation started, hey, are you going to give me free rolls with your shoes? Hey, can I get a free pair of shoes with them rolls? You got butter for them rolls? And I took it. I took it every single day. And took it. Because here's the kicker, guys. It was some form of attraction. It was some form of, hey, he sees me. Yay, I'm not invisible. Yay. Holy crap, somebody sees me. How can you not miss this tub of fucking lard walking? That was when I was in school. That's when I was a child. Now, you would think that, hey, you know, we're grown up, yay. No, it never stopped. Never stopped. Not one time. I still have people. I was at a former job where they called me Waddles the Manatee. Because every time I walked back into the kitchen, I waddled. And these were grown-ass adults talking to another adult like they were 10. And I took it. Because, again, it was some form of being seen. It was a form of, hey, I'm being noticed. Yay. At least I'm not invisible. Now, we go into the relationships. I have had maybe, I'm trying to think, I want to say maybe 8 sexual partners in 46 years. 8. Some of you are like, damn, dude, I just had 8 sexual partners last week. Yeah. Congratulations, great for you. Unfortunately, I'm not that type of guy. I, unfortunately, am not attractive. I am honest to a fault. I will always be honest to a fault. I will tell you what you want to know because you asked. I am not going to lie. I am not going to blow smoke up someone's ass just so I can maybe get a little ass. One, that is demeaning to them. Two, that makes me even worse. And I will never do that. But it brings me to the other part of confidence. And I know I did a whole little podcast about confidence, but let's take all the negative part of confidence away. Let's say, Joe, you need confidence. You have to have confidence. For what? In what realm do I have to have confidence? Let's be realistic here, people. I don't have any confidence. The confidence that I would have was shattered a long time ago. Remember, adults were calling me waddles. I have adults now at the current place that I work at constantly telling me, oh, well, you know, I get laid and I have a big dick. But you need to stop talking down about yourself. You just did. So it's okay for you to belittle me, but for me to belittle me is wrong? That's hypocritical. And the problem is, it will always continue. Because that's me. But my confidence wanes because the fact is that I haven't had many people look at me with an attracted sense. I haven't had many people look at me and go, you're really cute. You're attractive. I want to be with you. I have had, again, 8 people. And I wouldn't change them for the world. I wouldn't change anything I have done. I would not change a damn thing. But this is where my confidence wanes. I take that back. I would change one. But this is the catalyst of why my confidence is so low. But before we get there, let's go to, well, one girlfriend that, hey, guess what? She cheated on me. And she didn't cheat on me because, you know, I was bad in bed. She didn't cheat on me because, you know, I cheated on her. She cheated on me because I was trying to better myself. I was trying to go to college on top of working at one point 2 full-time jobs. I would be at the bar, you know, the waddle one, until 11, and then turn back around and go to my second job at, and I had to be there at 11. So like it was a, you know, get stuff done, get out of there, be at the next place. Thank God they were close together, and clock in and go to work until 6 a.m. I worked third shift. When there was downtime, I would do homework. And that's what I would do. I'd get home, I would put my stuff in. You know, I'd put my stuff in, thank God it was online. And I would try to get a few extra Z's in. Because guess what? I have to be right back at work at, you know, 4 o'clock. 4 to 10:30, 4 to 10:45, 6 days a week. I worked, and then, you know, I'm having this relationship. And I did my best, but yet she still cheated on me for nothing I did wrong, except for I didn't give her the amount of time she wanted. And again, I have apologized for, and I know I've talked about that on this podcast, but, you know, I guess I should have given her more time. I guess I should have been better. I don't know. Now, I have been told, you should just be celibate. Mind you, everyone, I haven't had sex in a year, in over a year. In over a year, I have not had sex. I don't know how much more celibate I could get. And the problem is, from that time to my last, to my other ex, you know, she who shall not be named, it was so long. If I'm trying to do basic math, I do apologize. I want to say it was at least 10, maybe 12 years. And just so that everyone is perfectly 100% clear, no, Joe does not get one-night stands. Again, women do not find me attractive. They do not find me irresistible. They find me safe. They find me to be their friend. Not on Facebook. Oh, no, not on Facebook. Just in real life, and only when they want something. That's why I'm not able to have a one-night stand. But back to the confidence thing. So in comes Miranda. And I thought she was the greatest thing. I will be the first to tell you, I do have a thing for blondes. I do. If you are a blonde and you have a nice butt, I am going to fall for you. Don't care about anything else. Looks to me really don't matter. And that's just a personal preference of the blonde and the butt. It's almost like a bonus, if you would. But she manipulated me. She used me. She swindled, conned, and she did everything she could to get what she wanted. Now, is she a drug user? Former. She's currently in a place that she can't use that right now. But here's the thing. At one point, we got to be very serious. I thought we were in a relationship. I thought we were going to get married. That was the plan. That was what we talked about. Again, manipulated, used, con. And she did that so she knew that she could get her drugs, because all she had to do was put on the waterworks, put on the pain, put on all that. And she knew I would do whatever in my power I could do to not make her feel that bad, to make not make her feel that way, because that is my job. As her supposed boyfriend, that was my job. That's what I was supposed to do. And I did the best I could. What did she do? Well, she gave me 5 minutes. You heard that correctly. If she was able to, because sometimes she would get, you know, passed out from the drugs. But if luck was on my side, I could get 5 minutes. If I didn't get off, tough. If I got off, great. And I would say about 65% of the time, it never happened. What did happen was, I would give her all that stuff. She would tell me she loved me, kiss me on the lips, go 10 feet across the hallway, well, the basement type area, and fuck her baby daddy number 3. That's what she would do. That's what she did. And she manipulated me to thinking it was all him. Now, the confidence part comes now. Everybody was telling me, dude, she's using you. Dude, she's using you. Dude. I know she was using me. I know she was conning me. The problem is, look at me now. Look at where I'm at right fucking now. Because this is horrible. This is pitiful. But the thing that makes it worse, the thing that is the nail in the coffin of my confidence, is this. The last time I saw her, she was 100% truthful. And she said, I was a pity fuck. She used me for my money. She needed a place to stay. And she wanted to fuck Sean all the time. That's what she wanted. And guess what? She got it. She said, no woman will ever want to fuck you. You are disgusting. You are horrible. And you will never be in love with another woman. Funny, she must have been psychic, because again, haven't been with another woman. And hell, I don't even have friends that seem to give two fucks about me. Some do. And some aren't on Facebook, and I totally agree with that. But what I am saying is this. If you know me and you seem that I am down, you see that I hurt, ask me. And if I tell you, oh no, I'm fine, you best believe that I am lying to your fucking face, because I am not. I am not fine. I am hurting. I do not believe that this world gives two fucks. This is what this world has come to. If you are a woman, you want to spread your legs, you want to get fucked by as many men as you can until you are satisfied. And then you find a man that comparable to what you just got done with. If you're a man, you want to fuck 15 to 20 women in a goddamn weekend because you have nothing better to do. And the problem is, I see it. I see it. I am so depressed. I am so lonely. And yet, here's what I see. I see people making out. I see people touching ass. I see people texting on their phone. Hee hee hee, ha ha ha, ho ho ho. And it's like, I can't even get somebody to text me on the phone to say hi. I can't even get somebody to text me on the phone to say, hey, did you catch the game? How are you doing? How was your weekend? And then you get the same people that will go and say, oh, don't worry, there's always somebody out there for somebody. No, there's not. I'm going to bust your bubble. If there was somebody out there for somebody, then those people that died alone wouldn't have been alone. So no, there is not somebody out there for everybody. I just defunctified your statement. Congratulations. Now, is there somebody possibly out there? Maybe. But that statement held true a few centuries ago, before the advent of, you know, everything that's going on in this world. Let's be realistic. My person has probably became a lesbian, a nun, or has, you know, just staved off sex altogether and wants to, you know, crochet. I don't know. But I do know that, no, there is not somebody for everybody. I do know my confidence is never coming back, and there is not a damn thing anybody can say or do that will change that. My confidence is gone. My confidence is so gone. Hell, it's, I don't even think it's even a shimmer anymore. I have no clue as to what anybody in this entire world wants. None. I thought I did. I thought I had a grasp on some form of concrete, you know, hey, this is kind of what people want. No. It's now so different. It is so different. I do know what, you know, the masses want. The masses of women want big dick. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't have a big dick. In my opinion, I don't have a big dick. Do I know? No. Could I tell you? No. Have I measured it? A long time ago. Do I remember what it said? No. Now, does that matter? Well, yeah, kind of does, because, again, everyone says it. Every woman I've talked to, well, yeah, I kind of have to have a big dick. Kind of have to have, you know, the look. Sorry, guys. Let's be realistic. I have man boobs. No woman is ever going to want to fucking date me because she's going to be afraid. Oh, crap. Is he going to steal my goddamn bra? And so Again, confidence, low. I don't have money. I work for my bills. I work to survive. People say, go out and do what? I'll be more worried about spending the gas money and being bored. Okay, gas is 360 something, 370 something a gallon. Where am I going to go? The only place I would feel safe to go would be to work. And what would I do there? By the way, let's be realistic. Joe works 11 to 12 days in a 14-day pay period. Why the fuck would I want to go there if I'm there already too much? And again, what am I going to do there? I don't drink, and if I do drink, that becomes another problem, because then all a woman will have to do is so and say, hi, and I'm going to be like, here's my card. You do whatever you want. It's okay. Because that's where I'm at. That is at this point of my mentality. It's going to be Miranda 2.0 all over again. And the problem is, everyone's going to say, hey, you know she's using you. And I'm going to retort, yes, but at least I'm not alone. Yes, she's fucked 15 different guys in the last 14 minutes. Who cares? Because I won't be alone. And that is the problem. So, what do we do? I don't know. I don't know. I honestly, truly don't know. That's why I'm doing this podcast. Because now I've gotten that out there. Now I'm kind of feeling a little bit better. Not a lot. Because, you know, let's be realistic. I'm going to go to work tomorrow. And I'm just going to see, you know, shit. And it's just going to get me to the point where I'm going to be right back depressed. Depression sucks. It does. And if it wasn't for this massive amount of self-preservation that I have, I probably would be doing a different podcast right now. But I have a massive amount of self-preservation. I have a massive amount of, I want to be here. I want to be alive. I just want to be seen. I want to be around people that value me as a human adult, not a punchline. Yeah, I make fun of myself all the time. But when some other people do it and then they call themselves my friend, or when they just completely ignore me and they call themselves my friend, I don't understand the definition of friend at that point. So, with that being said, I am done. I am going to get off here. I am Joe. I try to put a podcast out every Monday, Tuesday. Next week, I will be doing a podcast about dating. I have not a single thing to talk to you about dating. This is going to be fun. This is just my interpretation on how dating should go. But again, I'm Joe, the self-proclaimed nice guy. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you on the flip side. Bye.